This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
Sail on down the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. It's almost to the point when you hear that music, you know who our special guest is. My co-host today, he is the marketing manager at Current Electric, Ray Hoffman. Ray, what's going on?
Good morning, Mike. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Our special guest, Tracy Grosspeach, AB&K. Tracy, you knew we were going to play the song. You just didn't know when, right?
I knew you were going to play the song, but I think I heard through the grapevine that you might have had a new producer. But I didn't know if, and I don't know if that's true or not, but I didn't know if the message was sent down the line.
You know what? Mitch is back this week as well. And
he got it. He got it. Don't worry.
Totally locked in. Mitch gets here about 6 a.m. locked in. He's got his music set. He is ready to go. Tracy, how you doing today?
I am doing awesome.
Yeah?
It's a great day. It's a great day. It's Saturday.
And it's
weekend. Let's go.
And it is cold. There's no football, so we don't have to worry about that this weekend. I know the Packers aren't playing. I know the Lions aren't playing. So, Ray, you didn't care so much.
Matthew Stafford's playing next weekend.
That's right. That's right, he is. I better just go right on to AB&K because I just I'm still in a little bit of a shock and depression when it comes to that. Hey, Tracy, brand new year, 2022, going to be a great year at AB&K.
It's going to be a great year at AB&K, definitely. We are all set, ready to go, streamlining our practices, learning so much about all of our – everything that we've learned from the supply chain crisis, we have taken it and we have changed and altered our procedures so that we can efficiently remodel all of our projects.
Boy, it has been the last 2 years that I keep hearing those words. Look, we learned this because of this, and now we're doing it this way. We've changed a few of our policies to affect this, and it has been 2 years of change for all of us.
And it's with the pandemic and the we haven't even talked about the employment crisis and the supply chain issues. It is, you either change your procedures or you die. We can't do business like we did in 2019.
And not have the door stay open. I agree with that. Same here. You know, same here at the radio stations. And you know, we keep looking back at the numbers that we were doing as a sales staff back then and trying to get to those numbers. But we have to continue to adjust the way we do things in order to even get close to that. You know, Ray, when Tracy talked about employees and the employment crisis, you and I have had that conversation here recently about what's going on at Current Electric and how you guys are moving forward with a lot of different things. And you need some quality employees to step up and come join the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got the projects. We've got the work. We need some certified electricians to join the team and become superheroes. So you and I have talked a lot about how we can help that through the Odyssey Network. And help make that happen. So thank you for your help.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we certainly, I think, have come up with some good ideas that people will start to hear and see here soon, I hope. And we'll help in finding as many of those quality employees and soon-to-be superheroes to come over to Kern Electric as soon as possible. Hey, Tracy, when you look at, you know, the calendar changing and now the new year, and we're a month and, you know, a couple of days into it, AB&K, where do you guys stand as far as 2022 and projects and what the timing? I know that we normally will talk process the second segment here, but I kind of want to start with that, with AB&K. If people are looking to get working and having something done at their home come spring or summertime, is there still time to be working with you guys?
The contracts that we are signing, that we signed this week, we're looking at not horrible, like a May start, but there's a lot of, I know we have a lot of projects in our pipeline that my design team and sales team, they're writing proposals for that are going to get signed probably before the middle of the month. So the longer people wait, and I know it's great to do your research, but, you know, summer getting finished up by the end of summer, that's probably not on the table if you're not talking to a salesperson or a designer yet. I know some of our competitors, my friends, they're looking into October or even 2023. So it pays to do your research, but then don't dilly-dally, as
no.
my mother would say.
Yeah, that's a word that you don't hear much anymore, and I would agree with that. You know, people, I think, are used to that long process of doing all your research and then coming to you and saying, well, I've done the research. I'd like to have this done tomorrow because I've done all my work. Well, when you get all your research done, that's just when the clock starts to tick over at AB&K, so understand that. Hey, you guys are going to be out at the NARE Home Improvement Show in February 18th through the 20th, booth number 1032. And I know that you enjoy those shows. And look, that's a great way to come out and talk to you guys. If you already know and have your research done, I would maybe get into AB&K before that. But if you want to talk to them and you've got some ideas, that would be a great time, that February 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, to come out and see you guys.
It's a great time to see us, to see. We have some new photography that we're showing, so that's always fun. To see, well, just about every creditable remodeler is mostly going to be there. I mean, there's going to be a lot of remodelers, not just kitchen and bathrooms, but additions and siding and roofing and any, you know, what do you need done to your house? They're going to be there.
And electrical. Ray, you'll be there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be in 332 and 334. We have a 10x20 booth for the show, so we're looking forward to it. And, a lot of new things and new people that are going to be working our booth with us.
Oh, good. That gives you a little bit of time off then.
Not really.
No?
Whenever there's a show, you're always available by phone for the people at the show. That's just the way we live.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a good show, February 18th through the 20th. Again, at State Fair Park. You can head out and see the people from AB&K at booth 1032. And then Kern Electric's got two booths, 332 and 334. And they will be there as well. Tracy, are you going to be working the NARE Foundation booth as well?
Yes, that's my primary home that weekend, is with the foundation booth. We have great sales people and great designers at AB&K that will be available to answer any of your questions. But being the foundation president, I get to sell raffle tickets. It's actually, I love talking to people. I love promoting our raffle items. I love selling raffle tickets. I think it's super fun. I truly, truly do.
You know,
I
we don't get a lot. Hey, Tracy, we talk about the foundation mostly when you're on the show. And then we get away from it, and shame on me and shame on us for that. But can we talk a little bit in this segment what the Nary Milwaukee Foundation, what you guys do, and what that means as far as helping kids and helping adults get into the trades?
Absolutely. So the foundation is the charitable arm of Nary Milwaukee. And what we do is, first of all, we raise money so that we can have the super fun job of actually giving it away. And we provide scholarships for students who are going into the trades, not just electricians and carpenters and plumbers, you know, like what we think traditional trades people, but we also provide scholarships for design students and architectural students. So there's, you know, anything that has to do with remodeling, pretty much. And as well as students who are in four-year university programs where they're getting their construction management degrees as well. So that's one part of what we do. We also help with scholarships for continuing education for the chapter membership, as well as we do community service projects. A few years back, we did, we remodeled a kitchen at a women's shelter. It went from like to a beautiful space that is functional and livable and can hold up to a bunch of different families living there at one time.
You know, that foundation, if you go to NaryMilwaukeeFoundation.org, and I would click on scholarships because there's just a ton of information. And I know for a fact that they don't get as many people applying for these scholarships as I think they should. And understand that the money's there and it's going to be used. And I would go and register and sign up to get one of these scholarships because it's there. The money is there for you to be able to use for what you want to do as far as getting into the trades. It's just there. So there's a number of different ways to apply for those. And again, go to the NaryMilwaukeeFoundation.org website and hit the scholarship tab and get all the information that you need. And when Tracy talked about any type of education that gets you involved, and it's not just the heating and air conditioning and electrical, but there's a number of different things that you can apply for. So they'll help you pay for some of the schooling to get you back into school. And I think it's just a great way to help as far as getting back into it. If you looking to change your career, or you know, you're just getting done, you're looking at the end of your high school senior year, and this is something you want to get involved in, I would highly recommend that you go and do that. And when you go out to State Fair Park on the 18th, 19th, or 20th, head over to the foundation booth, and it's a pretty good shot you're going to see Tracy there because she's the president of that foundation. She'll sell you some raffle tickets and or answer any questions that you have regarding the foundation. Tracy, how long are you going to be the president of the foundation? How does that work?
Our board year ends in June, and we are talking. I have the possibility of extending being president for two entire board years. I'm still talking to myself about that.
Well, I hope you do, because look, there's a lot of passion that you have about this foundation and some of the great things that they can do and do. And I hope that you talk yourself into one more.
Well, you'll be one of the first to know.
That I would appreciate that. Hey guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to start to talk to Tracy from AB&K. I always want to say Affordable Bath and Kitchen. It's AB&K. They are located right down on Highway 100. It's 3636 South 108th Street. 414-329-1882. 414-329-1882. ABK.com is their website. And we'll continue to talk to Tracy on the other side of the break. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Miami.
It's a heat wave here in Milwaukee. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Only at 1250 AM, The Fan. My co-host this week is the marketing manager. He is a superhero at Current Electric. He's Ray Hoffman. Hey, Ray, those were great pictures that Deb and Bingo Emmons sent you.
Yeah, I think we need to talk to Mitch. I mean, Tracy gets some great music, and I get Rubber Duck.
Rubber Duck's coming. It's coming. Your theme music is coming. I can tell you that. Mitch had it ready to go, but I thought we'd go with Miami first and then Rubber Ducky second. Our special guest is Tracy Grosspeach, Director of Design and Sales over at AB&K. Again, they're located 3636 South 108th Street. Here in Greenfield, abnk.com. Tracy, let's talk a little bit, and one of the reasons I love having you on is when we talk about things that are new and exciting, different trends, things that you see happening in 2022, let's start with some of the trends that you see happening or you saw happening, you know, maybe in October that 2022 is going to be a little bit different.
So the gold is coming on strong, and by gold, I mean the matte gold finish in faucets and accessories, light fixtures as an accent color. It's gold is coming back. Now, don't freak out, everybody. I'm not talking about the polished brass that is all over my house that I'm slowly working towards getting rid of, but the matte gold is that and the matte black. They're like number one, number two fixture colors for us right now.
Really? Does that surprise you a little bit?
What really surprises me is we sell more chrome than brush nickel faucets. Huh. I know. I made you stop talking.
Right. Because I think back when we started this show, that was the trend. And now it's kind of, then it went away and now it's come back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does that mean I'm cool again?
You've never not been cool.
Thank you, Tracy. Ray, you be quiet over there. Ray Hoffman, I don't want to hear about it. Those leisure suits that I wear into our meetings are coming back, Ray.
Sure they are.
Hey, Tracy, when you start seeing these trends or you hear about them 6 months, you know, ago, and all of a sudden now, you know, every third meeting or every other meeting that you're going in, people are saying, you know what, I'm seeing this in everything I'm looking at online. So that's kind of how these trends happen, right?
Well, yeah. And typically the Midwest is, you know, we're slow at adopting new changes or new trends. But with the internet and Pinterest and all the design television shows, that's happening more quickly, where trends are being adopted. For example, like the full height stone backsplash. So if you have quartz countertop, you have the same material going all the way up to your wall canvas at 18 inches. That is something that has been, I used to call it the California backsplash because it was popular, you know, on the design shows like way back in the early 2000s. And that's why I started calling it that, because that's the only place I ever saw it. But we're doing a lot of it. We're seeing a lot of it. Not just the stuff that we're doing at AB&K, but around the area, I see it in photography that I see posted on social media from different companies that are remodeling companies in the area. So that's another big trend that we're seeing taking a strong hold is those full height stone backsplashes. And what's awesome about those is that's easy to keep clean and there's no grout.
Hey, when you start seeing some of this stuff on some of these shows, and you see it over and over and over again, and then all of a sudden, a year, 2 years down the line, we start doing a lot of it here. But in those shows now, have they gone away from the full height solid stone backsplash?
I don't know. I had to stop watching that. So I was having too much anxiety, so now I geek out on books and puzzles at night. I do jigsaw puzzles. I'm a nerd. The end.
That's it.
I'm a total nerd. I can't watch those shows on TV. It's too angsty for me.
And that's business. That's work for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I probably could watch the Jigsaw Puzzle Channel. That'd be great.
Well, we should come up with that because you and I don't know how many nerds there are out by you, but that would be awesome. What puzzle are you working on now, by the way?
Well, I just finished a puzzle of San Francisco, the what's it called, Fort Mason, looking at the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was an illustration. And I was putting the pieces together, and I'm like, oh my gosh. There's Megan's friend, Avery, who she went to college with. It wasn't really him, but the illustration looked like him when he was, like, a freshman in college. All, like, what? You know, shiny and happy and clean and not beat down by life yet, or college. And I sent her video of it, of, like, look, I found your friend in this puzzle. That was pretty exciting.
What do you do when you get done with the puzzle, then?
I put it back in the box and get a new puzzle out.
So you get it done, and then you break it apart, put it back, and then start a new one?
Right, and the great thing about jigsaw puzzles, everyone, is that you don't remember, like, how it goes to, like, you have to, sure, you might, like, remember, like, oh, this piece goes here, or this is how the outside border happens, but it's kind of the same yet different every single time, so...
Right, you know what I love about it?
And again.
You're a nerd. The end.
Yes.
Hey, Ray, you know what I love about having Tracy on? Nowhere in our show notes do we have jigsaw puzzle. Anywhere.
Nope.
When's the last time you put together a puzzle, Ray?
When my kids were five, we did an Elmo one.
I think I just did that one with one of my grandsons. Yeah. It's like six pieces, right?
It was 12, so 12. We got a little crazy.
Yeah, well, this kid's only, Liam's only two, so it was six pieces, and he did four of them. I put two of them, and we're done, put them, you know, took it apart and put it back in the box. Hey, Tracy, when people are coming in, and you can call Tracy at AB&K, you can go online to set up that appointment. It's a complimentary consultation where you can have these conversations with Tracy. How much has changed with appliances in the kitchen? Because it seems to me like there's been a lot of change in appliances and the way they look. I guess the size too, because for a while there it seemed like everything was kind of smaller, and now it's getting big and grand again.
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot more larger six burner ranges. Most people have a 30-inch range in their house. We're seeing a lot of the 36, so a little bit bigger, but you get six burners. 36, the big, like, 60-inch Wolf range, all that's happening, bigger refrigerators, and then a lot of panels on the dishwasher or the refrigerator. And then not having the microwave above the range, even if you have a smaller kitchen and you have a 30-inch range, most people are wanting their microwave not above their stove so that, you know, somebody can, like, cook in a microwave while someone else is cooking on the stove.
Right.
But I think the biggest change, and this is some supply chain and this is some just design aesthetic, is white appliances, not all stainless steel, some black appliances. And again, some of that is supply chain. Like, you can only get this color of appliance, or these are the things that you can get. And some of it is, like, the design aesthetics, because like KitchenAid has a white series that's really, really pretty. And I think Samsung has this cool black that's, like, glassy black, and it's pretty sexy versus, like, stainless steel. And for me, I hate refrigerators. I hate big stainless steel refrigerators. They're just a big silver blob. Bah.
Yeah. Well, and can I ask you, so if somebody's going to redo their kitchen, when do they need to make that decision? Does it start with the appliance? Does it start with the walls? Where do most people start? And then what comes second? What comes third?
Well, in the before times, you could order your appliances and have them by the time your kitchen's, you know, for when they are ready for installation about, what, like 12 weeks later. But in the current times, in my kitchen, because I just had a kitchen remodel, I'm still waiting for my dishwasher that I ordered back in the beginning of July. And it's someplace, we just don't know where that place is. So there is a backlog of appliances. So my advice is select your appliances, get all that quote stuff all hammered out so you know exactly what you're going to be paying for that. Do your appliance research first. And then, but don't buy anything yet, but just do all your research so you know what you want. Then you're going to start talking to remodeling contractors. And then once you have an idea of what your layout's going to be, are you going to be keeping everything in the same place? Do you need to move some stuff around? Is there a specialty range hood that you need? So once you have that design down and you've hired that remodeling contractor, or you're just about to hire that remodeling contractor and sign that contract, go ahead and order those appliances.
Boy, I tell you, I don't know how frustrating it would be to want to redo our kitchen. We get everything pretty much set and can't get one of the appliances in. So the old appliances have to stay and it completely looks out of place.
Yeah. I mean, but don't get rid of those old appliances. I donated my entire kitchen to Habitat Restore. They took everything. And we were coming up on Christmas this past year, and we weren't sure if we were going to be making Christmas with 3 Nescos, a grill, electric skillet, and a crock pot. Luckily, Grant came through for us, and we had a stove. So that's great. So we had Christmas. It was fabulous, except for, well, the whole COVID thing, but that's neither here nor there. But it is, appliances are a new wrinkle in everybody's planning of the how and when your kitchen gets installed.
Hey, we're going to get to a break, and Ray, we're going to want to continue the conversation, and we're going to talk current electric on this side as well. But the whole idea of the longer lead times, you know, we keep talking about it and mentioning things like that, the supply chain issues, the quality control issues for manufacturers. We touch on it for a minute and then we kind of move on and we talk about making sure we set expectations for customers, but we don't really talk a lot what it means for you and your industry and what it means for Tracy with everybody over at AB&K, but we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Our special guest, she is the Director of Design and Sales at AB&K. You can go to abandk.com. They are located 3636 South 108th Street, right in Greenfield. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. And the new theme song for my co-host. He is Ray Hoffman, the marketing manager at Kerr Electric. I want to thank my friends at Creative Construction of Wisconsin for really taking this to a whole different level, man. Devin and Bingo and Zach, thank you very much, because the T-shirt you sent to Ray Hoffman was perfect. Our special guest, Tracy Grossbeach, Director of Design and Sales at AB&K. Tracy, you know, for, I guess, I don't know how long now, a year, we've been saying longer lead times and supply chain issues and things like that. And I don't know if we've really like dug into what that means for consumers. And so if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk a little bit about when you say to people, look, it's just going to be longer lead times for us to get the materials to get your job done. Are people understanding what that means?
Yes and no. The employment crisis is really affecting the remodeling industry through new ways, and this is what we've learned this fall, new ways. Quality assurance coming out of the factories, even not just the middle to low end cabinet makers or plumbing supply companies, but some of the top dogs, the people that you expect to perform at excellent level every single time, you know, they're having problems with parts not made correctly. We've had stuff from like Moen and Delta and Kohler that come in not assembled correctly, where they weren't manufactured right, but they were boxed up and shipped out. And we just have to get a new part. So I talk about how people just need to wrap themselves up in their comforter of patience. You need to still do that. Because everybody wants to get your project complete. We want to start it and finish it. It's amazing. Just the new obstacles that kind of happen every day that we talked about at the top of the show that we're changing and adjusting to. Some of the new protocols that we have in place is more AB&K quality assurance stuff as we move through each of our projects, where we have a project coordinator. She's going to go out and take a look at the projects. I'm stopping what I'm doing to go out and look at not just my projects, but everybody's projects. The owners are getting involved with just putting our eyes on everything throughout the many, many steps in the whole entire remodeling project.
Hey, Tracy, some of those steps that we took completely for granted years ago, I mean, we just took those for granted. We can't take for granted that anymore.
No, and these aren't, we literally have to open every single box and look at every tile in our warehouse before it goes out to make sure that, you know, if we've purchased a black faucet for somebody because they're great looking and people like that a lot, we open up the box to make sure that somebody didn't put a chrome faucet in the black faucet box and, you know, returned it to a vendor, our supply house, and then it was sent back out in error. There's a lot of just triple checking that we're doing now that we didn't used to have to do.
Well, I hope that we get back to where we don't have to triple check. If we double check or just check it once, that we're good to go with that. Hey, Ray, when it comes to Kern Electric, as we talk about longer lead times and supply chain issues, are there issues in your industry as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we used to be able to go to a supply house and pick up what we need, and we're not able to do that. We're having to take in inventory, which is something we didn't do in the past. And so meter sockets, panels, panel covers, that's always an issue. So we now have stock of them so we can help our customers. But you look at things like Generac. Generac is a lead time of 6, 8, 9 months, depending on exactly which unit you're looking at. The solar panels we're doing pretty well on because we do have inventory. However, at the same time, if we need to add to inventory, we're looking at 5, 6 months for inventory for that as well. So what we're doing is we're encouraging, especially for our commercial division, we're encouraging people to sign contracts a little bit earlier if you want to get your project started in like May, June, July. Then we need to get ordering the stuff now so we can make sure that you meet your deadlines as well as us.
Well, and, you know, with that project that you and I and the people at Kern Electric are working on the side, you know, that's what we're talking about right now, is that we're going to break ground on something, and we have to make sure that we have, you know, the contract signed with you guys and some of the other vendors that are going to be involved in that project. Because if we don't, and one part of it gets pushed back because we didn't sign the contract early enough, that's gonna put delays on the whole entire project.
Yeah, we don't want anybody waiting for us. So we encourage people to get started now so we can get everything ordered, get everything in stock, so we can keep your timelines on schedule as well and get your project done when you're expecting it.
Hey, Tracy, when we talk about, you know, the quality control that AB&K does and the amount of knowledge you guys have with the longer lead times and supply chain issues, are there, in today's world, are there documents that you would ask, you would tell consumers, whether they use AB&K or not, are there certain documents that you would recommend that consumers ask different contractors to provide?
Definitely. Always ask for a certificate of insurance. In my younger days, I had a carpenter who wanted to work with us. We needed his insurance. And he said he doesn't have liability insurance because he uses the homeowner's insurance. And I'm like, yeah, that's not how it works at all. So get a certificate of insurance. Ask for that certificate of insurance from your remodeling contractor. And then do they have a contractor license in the state of Wisconsin? I mean, that's a simple thing, but do they? That's something you can look up online. But, ask them. I mean, ours is on a bulletin board by our copy machine, so that's not a hard document to produce. And then, you know, homeowners should always be asking for lien waivers at the end of the project just to ensure that you have the paperwork that your project has been paid in full to the subs and that you've paid your remodeling contractor in full so that there can't be a lien put against your property.
And, you know, these are not, they should not be uncomfortable questions. Those should be really basic, easy questions. Before you allow somebody coming into your house to doing these projects, you know, certificate of insurance, copy of contractor license, lien waivers, those are all should be really easy, basic questions. You're not offending anybody. Nope. The only person that'd be offended is somebody who doesn't have any of those.
Right. And when our clients ask us for that, we just say, okay, we'll get that. Anything else? And that's what the answer should be. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, that should be like really, really basic. And I would think, Ray, in your industry, the same thing. You know, people aren't going to offend somebody like Current Electric when they ask for those documents. And do you have this, you know, type of document before we sign a contract with you guys?
Absolutely not. That's actually in our world. I think it's a compliment because that means they're doing their due diligence. They're listening to what people like Tracy and NARI Milwaukee and the other associations we're involved in, like the NBA, they educate that all the time. Make sure you check for your licenses, check for certificates of insurance, check for make sure your lien waivers are produced, especially if you're going to be selling your home. If you're doing a remodeling project to sell your home, you definitely need that. You're going to need a lender. The lender's going to need that. So, yeah, I consider that a compliment to ask, so never be afraid to.
Well, and Tracy, we have heard horror stories over the years from people that, you know, are not working with reputable remodelers, been in the business for a long time. You know, they've got the guy who's the friend of the cousin to the sister of the brother of the, you know, person that you met at the grocery store that, you know, they come out and start the project. A lot of times we'll ask for a lot of money up front and then you don't see them again for a while or you can't get a hold of them. And, you know, just make sure you're doing your due diligence. And I think Ray's right. That's a compliment, Tracy, when people ask you for that because you have it handy and that's a big part of who you guys are at AB&K.
Absolutely. And the only other thing I want to add to that is we win a lot of work and we also lose a lot of work. And that's okay. We have no problem with that because we can't be everything to everybody and we can't remodel everybody's kitchen and bathroom. But when customers say to me, oh, well, I've got a guy who can get it, who can start in a few weeks, that's a big red flag. Why aren't they busy? Everybody's busy. When we have these full markets for remodeling, and most of my contractor friends are super swamped, when there's so many of us that are so busy, other people start to come out of the woodwork that watch YouTube videos. And don't get me wrong, I have no problem with the how-tos on the YouTube video, but they're not remodelers. They're not professional remodelers. You want to make sure that you are signing a contract with first of all, you want to make sure you're A, signing a contract, and B, with a reputable company that has the proven track record to get your project started and completed in the time they say they're going to get your project started and completed.
Yeah, that's super important. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I know that there's been some new awards that have been won by AB&K since the last time we talked to Tracy. And then I've got a couple of questions regarding space in their home and what people are doing now compared to what they were doing 2 years ago with some of the space in the home and some of the changes that have happened over the next couple of – or the last couple of years. We'll talk to Tracy Grosspeech, Director of Design and Sales for AB&K. Go to abnk.com. For more information, this is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction in Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only at 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by our friends at Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. They're our friends, too. On 1250 AM, The Fan, my co-host this week, he's the marketing manager at Kern Electric. Go to callcurrent.com. He is Ray Hoffman, our special guest, and she's just always brilliant when she's on this show. Tracy Grosspeech, Director of Design and Sales, AB&K. Hey, Tracy, we haven't had you on for a little bit. Let's talk about some new awards, recognition, some things that have happened here the last 4 or 5 months over at AB&K.
Well, I was honored to be named Innovator Inc. of the industry in Kitchen and Bath Design News this fall. Wow. So that's a national award. So that's pretty great. In addition to that, we at the gala, Milwaukee and Erie, we have a Remodeler of the Year Awards Gala every January, and AB&K, we won 14 awards for our remodeling projects in a bunch of different price points, so that's pretty exciting. And then one of our projects was also named the regional award winner, and is headed for the national competition for a kitchen that we remodeled a year or so ago. So that's
wow.
Pretty exciting. And the regional award is it's really hard to win our region. We're going up against Illinois and Minnesota, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, I think. So a lot of fierce competition out there. So it's a huge honor to win awards, and especially win awards that are judged by others, or achievements that have been me personally, where I'm recognized by outside of our area, that are like, wow, that's pretty great. That deserves an award. So
Tracy,
it's awesome.
Do you know, and I don't think that any of us get into what we're doing for the awards part of it, but boy, it sure is nice to be recognized every once in a while for the hard work we do.
Yeah, it is pretty great. And sometimes you think that you're just, and this is, I guess, for everybody in all walks of life, and no matter what you do, is you just think that you're just like going along doing your thing day after day, and you make just small minor changes to how you do business or how you live your life, and great things can happen when you don't know people are watching.
100%. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And congratulations to you personally, and congratulations to everybody, the entire team at AB&K. It seems like each year when we talk to you, you know, January, February, March, and I ask you that question, there is a lot of news when it comes to that. So it's certainly congratulations to you personally and to the entire team at AB&K. We've only got a couple of minutes, and I apologize because this could have been half of the show. But the way people are utilizing their space in their homes now compared to 2 years ago is really different.
Yeah, there's more home offices, you know, with a lot of work from home, not just one den or home office, but converting dining rooms, seldom used dining rooms, into home offices, or seldom used living rooms, like a formal living room, into a workspace. We're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot of home gyms. Not necessarily in basements or lower levels. People are putting them on their main level, or if they have an upstairs area where there's daylight, so they're not, you know, exercising or doing their yoga or whatever you're doing, but in a dark space, like a lower level basement, because in some of the homes in our area, basements are dark. And some people are lucky and blessed to have a walkout basement that looks like a main level of a house. But we're seeing more exercise areas on the upper floors.
You know, we had in our basement, we have a couple of things that you can put boxing gloves on and hit. And there's like one of those guys without the shirt on and the half body and the head, and you're able to do like 9-round stuff with it. And the 2-year-old grandson went down in the basement, and all of a sudden I just heard him screaming. And this thing just so scared him. So I had to put a shirt on. I had to put a hat on this thing and then turn him so he's facing the corner. So when Liam goes downstairs, he kind of peeks around the corner to see if the half shirtless guy is staring at him. So got to make sure that we keep that stuff down in the basement until these grandkids get a little bit older. Tracy, thank you so much. Don't forget, February 18th, 19th, and 20th, State Fair Park. Go see Tracy and the people at AB&K. Their booth number is 1032. You'll be able to see Tracy more at the Nary Milwaukee Foundation booth. She'll be selling raffle tickets, a lot of great raffle prizes, raising money for a really good cause with the Nary Milwaukee Foundation. The things they do with the money, you would be so proud. So go buy some raffle tickets and help them out, and make sure that you get over to Kern Electric, booth 332 and 334, again, February 18th, 19th, and 20th at State Fair Park. Tracy, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time. It's always good to catch up, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
That sounds great. Everyone have a great Saturday.
Hey, do you want us to do like a home improvement jigsaw puzzle for you? We can make one of those if you need that.
That actually sounds like no fun.
No fun. We could put
worse.
Like a rubber ducky or something in it, so you remember, right?
No, that's like Justin's song. That's not me.
Okay. We will not do that. Ray Hoffman, thank you very much. Great job as my co-host today. He's the marketing manager at Kern Electric. Have a good weekend, Raymond.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, everybody. And thank you, Tracy, for coming on.
It's Tracy Grosspeach, abnk.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, only at 1250 AM, The Fan.